Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 47 degrees in Westlake this morning. Today's Star City.
Oh, my God.
Rigged! Oh, how many times is Westlake the Star City? I could have guessed that. And so close to my birthday. Oh, I mean, come on.
That's right.
Crying out loud. Our last live show till my birthday, and it's Westlake. Rigged! Next thing you know, we're going to talk about Memorial Day travel stats.
Oh, they're coming this morning. Don't you worry. Westlake is today's Star City in equal rotation with every other Star City that we put in rotation. Here are the three things you need to know today. Mayor Bibb held a press conference to address summer safety this week, announcing that the City of Cleveland and the Cleveland Metropolitan School District will offer programs for young children and young adults. They also enforce the message, if you see something, say something, to be sure and keep the community safe and secure for the summer. The new dog logo for the Cleveland Browns is down to its final two. There are 300 designs submitted originally. Final round of voting starts Tuesday, 9 a.m., goes through June 9th, and then they'll reveal the winner at Browns training camp later this summer. If you want to see those, head to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. And if you take a look at iTunes this morning, you'll see that Tina Turner holds 7 of the top 10 spots on their chart right now. What's Love Got to Do With It is at first, followed by The Best and Proud Mary at number 3.
Could have named all those yesterday.
Wow.
You could have named all those yesterday during a round of Trump.
Yes, I could have. And you know what? I didn't.
Do you know why?
Because of the timer! Oh, you kept that audio then. Cool. I was a little frustrated.
Why were you frustrated?
Because of the timer! It's true.
Good morning, and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. We're going to start with Stevie Ray, and in case you missed it from yesterday.
We're officially down to the final two Browns dog logos. There were 300 designs originally submitted, but we have our final two.
Jen, horrible picker. Tim, horrible picker.
I know.
But we did mention one of the two as being kind of a one that we would understand that they would make as a either logo or use moving forward. We'll get to those details coming up next. Jen and Tim Show, Cleveland Star 102. Oh! Which one do you like? It's neither of the ones that we picked. And if you really think about it design-wise, we picked two. We picked the profile dogs, and that's not what you do.
I thought you liked, or one of you guys liked the one on the left.
I did like the one on the left.
And we talked about, and we were talking about our favorites versus what we think will win. And that one on the left, and I understand if you haven't narrowed it down, or if you haven't seen the pictures, this is a little bit tough as we're talking about it and you can't see it, but you can on our socials. The Browns dog logo, 300-plus entries, something like that. And they're now down to the final two. And we had mentioned Stevie Ray with leading this. I take nothing away from that. The one on the left, I understand, is a kind of a universal, I understand where that would be embraced. And the one on the right to me has been surprising. But when you start reading some of the comments about the design, and Stevie Ray, you were alluding to some of the comments on the right one, if you will, on how the design is, and it's more not suitable, but there's certainly different reasons why you would also choose the one on the right. And the one on the right looks like good on gear too, so I don't know which one they're going to pick. Who knows?
I think that the one on the right, I mean, I was reading about these Easter eggs on it, and I guess I can see them now, but they're not super obvious. Like, apparently the left ear is a shape of Ohio. The orange part is Ohio, which
is
a very weird-looking Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the Hope Memorial Bridge, as you can see, like, on the top of the face, and then
what, the stripe?
Yes.
That is not the right chunk. The bottom right chunk of Ohio is gone.
We can't say chunk.
That is not Ohio.
And then the spike represents the old municipal stadiums, and there's eight spikes on the collar. So the collar represents the stadium. The eight spikes are the eight championships.
I bet if the designer is listening.
On the left one.
If the designer is listening, I bet even the designer is thinking, just like Taylor Swift does, like quit trying to put Easter eggs where they're not.
I bet Taylor Swift sometimes doesn't put Easter eggs, and then people come up with something, and you're like, yep. She's like, yep, that's what I did. There is like a, I know they both have a mean face and whatever, sports, but there's like a cute factor to the left one a little bit.
Which I don't know if is it good or is it bad? Well, and to your point, I mean, there's more rounded features to the one on the left, which is a little more of a gentle feature. Even the collar, a little more gentle.
Right.
The one on the right, more straight lines, more breakdown. It's more fierce. It's more, you know, it's more you just broke into somebody's junkyard and that dog came out. Which scary. I think you kind of want.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a football game.
Have you seen our record? I don't know if that fits.
How dare you say that?
I don't know.
This is the year.
The color,
you kidding me?
The color on the left one stands out more. I feel like the other one is too. It's not. There's not enough color variety.
I would guess. And looking, and we'll get to this. If you have comments, maybe you know who designed the two logos. Maybe you've noticed them, and you don't like either of them. There is a clear winner. It's very Celine Dion versus Mariah Carey, at least as according to our listeners and those that voted. We will get to that next. Talking a little bit more about the Browns dog logo. If you haven't been following along, you can follow them on the socials. Of course, Jed and Tim Show, we have also shared this. They are down to the final two. The last round of voting begins Tuesday at 9 a.m. and it runs through Friday, June 9th. So this is up to you. It's down to the final two. I really enjoy both logos, which I don't know if I can say that a lot of times. When it gets down to a final two, I usually have a clear favorite. I know Stevie Ray talked about it, the one on the left. And once again, you can follow along. Jen and Tim on the socials are where these graphics are at. Do you like both? Do you hate one? Is there a clear favorite to you?
I think if I had to choose, so the right one has grown on me. I will say that, because in the original, what was it, sit five or six? There was a completely different one. I didn't pick either one of these two. When it comes down to these final two, I don't know. The right one's growing on me, but I would go left. I would lean left. And that's what most of our listeners are doing, too. Like, if you look through
everybody,
all the comments,
yep,
everybody is saying left. Alicia says, I feel like the left one is cute. The right one is more tough and sporty. I like the left the most, though.
That's an accurate description.
Yeah.
I think it is. I mean, the way the lines are and everything else. I think that's 100% accurate. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's the right. We talked about the lefts, a while ago. Once again, tough to kind of describe it on the air. But you can certainly check those out in voting. All I know, one thing that I know for sure, anything's better than that elf. So I'm happy.
You are definitely happy with that.
I just don't. I mean, the elf, like the one on the right is fear. They're both mean looking. You're going to continue the tradition of the dogs that you've had since the 80s. That's fine with me. That's great if you were doing that. You've got your dog pound. That's fine. I've always thought to myself a little bit like, well, this is a new team. The dogs were an era. Maybe you leave the dogs alone, but that's fine. They continue on. They're doing that, and that's great. The elf just drives me crazy.
Well, the dog makes sense. The elf needs explanation. You know, like if you see the dog, if you're not a Clevelander and you see the dog, it makes sense with the dog, right? It makes more sense than the elf. And you're like, wait, why is there an elf for the Cleveland Browns? Like, what?
It's just so old of a reference, the elf. I don't remember the elf. I've loved the Browns forever. I don't, you know, that was way back in the day.
Oh, I'm way too young for that, too.
I mean, there's
so young.
There's
I mean, no, I know you turn a year older Monday. I am so much younger, though.
I mean, the dogs is an old reference, let alone the elf of, I don't know, was it post-Jim Brown? I don't even know when the elf era was. I don't know.
But the dog has been more prominent over the years.
The dog pound. I get that. It's
right.
It's an exciting thing. It was, you know, if you look at it historically, and once again, this is from a guy. I love the Browns. I always have. My dad loved the Browns. Loves the Browns. I love the Browns. I've always talked about that. And saying that, I mean, outside of. From what I can remember, I don't remember Jim Brown. I was born years after that. But the Brian Sipe era, we're talking 1980. And then you're talking about Bernie Kosar, whose rookie year was 1985, and he played here until 1993. And then it's been a vast land of, you know what? So that's why we're grasping at some of these things. You know, until relatively recently, obviously, Stefanski era has been good. But, I get why. My point is, I get why you would grasp the elf. Because there's not a lot of other things that you could grasp as far as winning Browns tradition. So, I don't know. And then it'll be intriguing what they will do with a Jim Brown logo or number or whatever they do moving forward.
Yeah, for sure.
So, we'll figure that out. Because they're clearly going undefeated this year.
Clearly. Memorial Day weekend is here. And if you plan to travel, goodness. We will
tell you.
Trying
to make my last show before my birthday the worst.
Yes, I am.
Westlake Star City of the Day, and now stats that it's going to be very busy.
Just
because I traveling
live
on Memorial
in Westlake.
Day.
It is a beautiful city. God.
It is a beautiful city. But you and the Westlake and 3-to-1 ratio between Westlake and Mentor and really
false.
Any other city in Northeast Ohio.
False,
is
false, false. We'll
aggressive.
Talk about Memorial Day travel next.
So aggressive.
Memorial Day weekend here, and millions of Americans will travel. If you are one of them, you need to know this, Tim. First of all, they say airports are going to be crazy.
That's weird. Thank you for that stat.
I'm just saying.
I mean, we're not idiots.
Sometimes I know we're not idiots, but if you don't often travel,
feel really dumb.
Here's what I feel like: if you don't travel that often and you are getting ready because you have an extra day off and you're taking the weekend, go early. It's going to be crazy. But I bet you didn't know this. Lightest day to drive is tomorrow and Sunday, Tim.
Very light.
Unless you can get out of here before noon today. Heaviest traffic, 3 to 6
this afternoon.
Well,
people got to work today, so they're not
getting
out by noon.
3 to 6 today, heaviest traffic. 42 million people expected to travel. 42 million, that's a lot of people. Imagine being on the roads with 42 million people.
A lot of roads, a lot of states.
A lot of states. It's crowded.
A lot of concrete.
You clearly have never traveled on a busy holiday. It isn't. The traffic is crazy. It's crazy.
Well, not if you leave today at noon. Thank you.
Before noon. Afternoon is when it gets busy.
Yeah, 12:02 if I leave, game over.
If you're pulling out of your driveway at 12:02, you're in trouble. If you get to 11:58,
we warned you.
Smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing.
You're good
in
to
the
go.
AM and the PM, not good. You might as well stay home and have a Zoom Memorial Day rib fest.
You should go sit at the interchange between like Pennsylvania and Ohio.
I'm going to leave today to go to the Berea rib fest on Sunday before noon.
You better.
So I can beat the traffic because of this stat.
Speaking of that, the unofficial start to summer is here. That's this weekend, right? Memorial Day. Ton to do in Cleveland this weekend, including where Tim's going to leave today to get by Sunday, Berea National Rib. Cook off.
You know why you messed that up?
Because of the timer! That's exactly why. I'm going to stop talking.
Well, I wish we had Berea Nib tickets, but we don't. It's all about those hot summer nights.
Don't they have a little ice cream thing called Nib? A Nibs?
Yeah.
Nibs or whatever?
They're getting close, though. I think you better stop, you know. Nib. What are you grilling?
Are you grilling this weekend?
I don't know what. I feel like you have to. If you haven't turned on the grill by now, I feel like there's just, you gotta, what is it, ribs? Is it steak? Is it burgers? Is it, I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. I feel like with a long weekend, you should do a fancy meat. I am not grilling, but I am hosting a, well, don't you think, like,
what classifies as a fancy meat? 216-343-1021.
Well, I would consider, like, anything not a burger or hot dog a fancy meat for a holiday weekend. Wouldn't you? So I feel like burgers, hot dogs, that's simple to grill. Anything other than that, you're risking, it's riskier.
You have to choose one, a burger or a hot dog. Burgers all day.
Yeah, I think I go burger as well.
Burgers all day.
But I love a nice hot dog off the grill.
I don't know what it is, but I'm fine with hot dogs. Like, I'm fine with them. If they're there, it's fine. At the ballpark, it's like I'm eating a steak.
Oh, like, it's the best.
It doesn't even have to be dollar dogs. And I know that at Progressive Field, they offer a bajillion different things, and they're all tremendous. A lot of them local. I love that. That's one of the facts that I love about Progressive Field. All these different things out there, and it's great, and I'm getting the hot dog. Every time I'm getting the hot dog.
It hits different when you're there.
Well, that's a different story.
Jason says he's grilling hot dogs, hamburgers, ribs, New York strips, and Delmonico ribeyes. Oh, that is a variety
that?
Of steak. Jason.
Jason, hit us up with that address.
Yeah, we'll be over.
That's a lot. He must be entertaining. That's a lot of...
That's fancy meat and regular meat. Like I said, hot dogs.
So
hamburgers.
Delmonico Steaks, next level.
I mean, next
is that
level.
That's the next level. Okay.
Well, New York Strip. That sounds delicious.
I've made one of those, the tomahawk. Have you made the tomahawk steaks before?
I have not, but my friend Wayne just bought a bunch of them and made them.
Wayne?
Yeah, Fligner's. He got them. Sent me a photo. They looked beautiful.
He just sends you pictures of steaks?
Is that, happened I mean, to be at my house for something.
Jen,
we were
who is this
about.
Wayne? We all need to know who this Wayne is. Sending you pictures of steaks. Never heard of Wayne, and all of a sudden, oh, yeah, he just sent me a picture of his tomahawk. I don't know. I think that's
they were
for the
on
podcast.
Sale. The tomahawks were on sale at Fligner's in, is it Lorain or Elyria? We've had calls about this place before. He said it's awesome, and he got these tomahawk steaks, and he was grilling them that weekend, and then he sent me a picture of them, and they were huge, and they looked amazing. No, I've never had them.
Maybe I do it wrong. It is a long process for the tomahawk. It is a cool looking tomahawk steak, but it is a process. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne. Mindog also says,
Mindog.
Think I'm going to smoke a brisket and mac and cheese and make sandwiches. Oh, that sounds delicious too.
Good morning. What are you doing this weekend?
Monday I'm cooking out with the boyfriend's family. Sunday I'm working open to close.
We'll call off Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to do that.
God.
Forget work.
We hope you have the fun with the boyfriend and cooking out and everything.
What are you grilling?
Steaks.
Steaks to go to.
Everybody's grilling steak.
Well, is there a deal on steak somewhere? Because everybody's going to be grilling that, or are they expensive? You know
steaks
what?
Steaks are
take
always
that
expensive.
Back. They're always expensive.
They're always
there's
expensive.
Never a deal.
Never.
Right?
Tell us if there's a deal, though.
Yeah. You find something, that would be great. Al of Akron, shout out Springfield Roller Rink. We were talking about the roller skates. I went to a couple parties. I always feel left out of the loop. Like Izzy had she had two roller skating parties this week. And I'm watching. Or I got to be the one with the PVC pipe, the triangle.
Oh, do they have those?
Oh, they do. I would be
did
the only adult
that?
Using one. No, I just stand
for this. If you ever did hop on the roller skates, we would like to see that on video, please.
Bad move. I tried to ice skate when she was little. I said, you know what? I'm going to get out there. And I'm not trying to be funny. I had 4-year-olds. Mister, are you okay? Holding my hand.
Trying to get
going around the ice skating rink. It was pathetic. And it would probably be the same, a similar thing. Maybe a little bit. I'd fall all the time. That'd probably be bad.
When I have ice skated as an adult, and I didn't know you could have ankles that were out of shape. But turns out if you get off the skates and it's a day later, you realize there are muscles in that region of your body that really get sore afterwards.
And I'm guessing, once again, not being an ice skater, I think part of the issue is, I believe in order for the – this is going to sound really dumb. In order for the ice skates to work – I believe you probably have to have some sort of momentum. So my ankles, to that point, the ankles just go to the side and flop down, and they're hitting the ice, and the blades are on the – I just –
You
I'm
have
not,
side flop ankles?
I think I've got BAs, some bad ankles.
I think you
I
do,
think
too.
I'm just going to stay off the wheels. I'll bike, I'll whatever, and I'll say, Izzy, great job. I'm proud of you. Daddy will be getting us snacks. I think that's my job. Star 102 plays more music while you work, always live on your free Odyssey app. What do you have going on this weekend?
Going to Cedar Point.
Isn't now Frontier Fest happening there this weekend?
It sure is.
Favorite ride at Cedar Point?
Oh, mine is Iron Dragon. I can't handle the big ones, but he loves the Magnum.
Iron Dragon. Been there for a minute. I know Jen's a Steel Avengers, not to talk for you.
That is false. That is false. Just
watch
the video.
Did you really not like the ride, or it just scared you?
It scared me. Okay. I didn't, like, I wouldn't choose to ride. I understand why people love Steel Vengeance. I do. I understand why it's a great coaster. I do not like the sensation of that I'm going to fall out of the car the whole time, especially when you're strapped down literally on the top of your thighs. Like, it's not even your hips that are buckled in. There's nothing over your shoulders. You feel like you're going to fall out. It's like the pirate ship. I hate that one, too. You feel like you're going to fall out.
Ocean Motion?
Yes.
That's a great ride. You have to sit in the ends. You have to sit in the ends.
That's even worse.
You have to have your hands in the air.
I even remember, like, growing up, going, you know, to the amusement parks, and my friends all wanting to ride that one and always hating it because you're like dangling forward, especially if you sit at the ends, because that's what all my friends wanted to do, and you feel like you're going to fall out of the ride. Because, again, just a bar across the lap doesn't feel safe.
If you scream, even if it's in a joking fashion, if you're at the end, wherever you're at on the ship,
Let's say you're at the end.
Yeah.
And you scream on the way down. It makes it easier.
False.
If you are going downhill on any of those rides and you scream, it makes it easier.
No, I scream the whole time. Again, watch the video of you and I riding Steel Vengeance together. It doesn't make it easier.
Imagine if you didn't scream. It would have been then worse.
No.
I think this is factual information. If you're on a roller coaster or one of those rides like an Ocean Motion, the ship that goes back and forth, if you scream, does it make it easier? 216-343-1021. And we should try that on the zip line at the zoo.
No, I'm not doing that with you.
Ah! And then you get done. You're like, oh, that wasn't bad.
No.
Just like if you're listening to the Jen and Tim show and you scream the entire way through it, it makes it better.
That might be true.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.